quick intro. What we're about to learn is a piece from a book called Noda B'Yehuda, well known throughout Judea, which is words in a pasuk. And this responsa was written by a rabbi in Prague named Rabbi Yechezkel Landau. So Rabbi Yechezkel Landau was a very humble man. He was considered one of the giants of Europe. When Rabbi Yechezkel Landau became rabbi in Prague, big city, so the job of the rabbi, one of his jobs was to be the chazan of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Musaf davening had a part of it that they had a tradition of a very intricate tune in it, the Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed. So the Prague custom was that the Chazan sang that with a very complicated tune, and the Noda B'Yehuda wasn't so musical. So he didn't have a choice. He tried to get out of it, and they told him, no, this is our tradition. The rabbi has to do this. Okay, he did it. And didn't go so well. So, fine, he did it after the holiday leading up to Sukkot. So, there was a pauper who used to go collecting who had a knack for mimicking. So, at one point, everyone in town was talking about how the Noda B'Yehuda botched up that important tune of Mechalkel Chaim. So, he said, oh, I could redo it. So, he did it. And he did such a good replica, the crowds were roaring. They'd give him a lot of money and say, do it again. So the elders of Prague heard of what this pauper was doing, and they called him in, and they said, this is disrespectful. You're making fun of the new rabbi, and we hereby order you to stop what you're doing. You can't do this. This is disrespect to the rabbi of Prague. So the pauper pleaded with them. He said, you know, I understand it's disrespectful, but you have to understand that I don't have food for my family for the holiday, and now I'm making good money, and if you make me stop, then I won't have such a good livelihood. I won't have such money for Sukkot that's coming up. So they refused to hear him, and they said, no, this is not the way to make money, and they told him to stop. So he made his way to the house of the Noda B'Yehuda, and he came to Rav Yechezkel Landau, and he told him the story. So Rav Yechezkel Landau went into the back room, took a piece of paper, and wrote on it the following words: Yechulkal chayim shelo b'mchalkel chayim sheli. Yechezkel Landau. He took the words Mechalkel Chaim, which were the words in Shmon Esrei which he had botched up, and he wrote like this: Yechulkal chayim shelo. May his life be sustained with my statement of Mechalkel Chaim, Hashem who sustains life. Right? The words Mechalkel Chaim. So he said, let those words sustain his life. And Yechezkel Landau. And he wrote that to the court. Please allow him to continue what he's doing. It gives him a good source of livelihood. And that was the Noda B'Yehuda when he started being rabbi in Prague. Now, I assume so. So, Rav Yechezkel Landau is also well known for the story of Pesach. I think we discussed the story here, right? That one day he was walking in the marketplace, yes, and he saw a non-Jewish boy weeping bitterly. He asked him what's wrong, and the child said that his uncle is a mean man. His uncle Simon sends him out to sell bread. His uncle is a baker. And every morning he goes and sells the bread, but today, somehow he lost the money. And his uncle is going to beat him mercilessly for coming home without the bread and without the money. And so Rav Yechezkel Landau took the boy home and gave him the money, whatever amount of money he needed to cover that. And the boy said, Mister, I'm going to remember this. Well, years went by, and Rav Yechezkel Landau probably forgot the story. And one day, it was the middle of Pesach, and there's a knock on the door. And there's a teenager, a young man, non-Jewish, standing outside the door. So Rav Yechezkel Landau asks him what's going on, and the man says, I must talk to you privately. He goes into the back room and he says, you don't remember me, but I owe you a favor. Now I'm going to repay it. And the young man tells him, I am that boy that many years ago was crying in the streets and you took me and gave me all the money I needed. And today I want to repay that. So I'm going to tell you, my uncle, the baker, he is today the head of all the bakers of Prague. And he gathered them. And we all know that in 2 days the Jews end Passover. And so we agreed that the bread that we bake the morning after Passover, when all of you come in to buy bread from us, it's going to be poisoned. And the plan is to get rid of the whole Jewish community. And my uncle got the other bakers in with him, and they're setting it up. And I'm warning you, now I'm repaying the favor. And with that, the boy left. And Rabbi Chezkel Landau that year, it was the final day of Pesach, everyone was in shul, and he stopped the davening and he said, I have terrible news to tell all of you. There's been a grave error in calculating the calendar. The courts and I made a mistake. And really, tomorrow is also Pesach. Today is the seventh day, right? In Chutz Laretz they keep 8 days, right? 2 days, the second day of the last day. So he says, yesterday we thought was the seventh and today is the eighth. Well, really, today is the seventh and tomorrow is the eighth. So no one may eat chametz tomorrow. Everyone keeps Yom Tov tomorrow. Tonight everyone makes Kiddush, and tomorrow morning everyone comes to shul, and we have a Yom Tov davening, and Pesach only ends tomorrow night. So everyone was in an uproar. Now he's the chief rabbi of Prague. So all of Prague now is keeping another day of Pesach. There's been a mistake in the calendar. So what do we do? So yesterday we kept Yom Tov for nothing. So our Kiddush yesterday was wrong. And all the questions came up. And Rabbi Chezkel Landau just said, yes, yes, tomorrow is also Pesach. Okay, well, the non-Jewish bakers, they prepared all that bread. And they were ready. The next morning, the Jews go out to shul, dressed all Yom Tov. And the bakers are standing outside their shops inviting the Jews to come by. And the Jews go, no, we can't touch that. And the bakers say, what do you mean? We prepared special for the Jews. And they say, right, but the rabbi told us we can't buy bread today. What do you mean you can't buy bread? We prepared the special for you. No, we're not allowed to touch it. We can't bring it into our homes. But we kept track of your calendar. Today is the day after Passover. Yeah, you're right. You kept track of our calendar, but there's a mistake. We don't buy bread today. So all the bakers see their bread over there, and they got very upset. So they went to Simon, the head baker. Well, Simon went to the rabbi. He said, I'm taking you to the constable. You're destroying all our business. And Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, instead of going to shul that morning, was taken to the constable with the head baker while everyone else went to shul. So he went to court with the baker, and he said, Your Honor, I would like the head baker to eat from the loaves of bread that they prepared for us, the Jews. Because we suspect that something's wrong with that bread. And it was verified that the bread was in fact poisoned. And with that, the baker was jailed. And Rabbi Chezkel Landau saved the community of Prague with a favor he had done for a non-Jewish child years earlier. So that's the famous story of Rabbi Chezkel Landau and the longest Pesach that ever was. That's all intro. Now, Rabbi Chezkel Landau named his books after his parents. He was Rabbi Chezkel Ben Yehuda. His father's name was Yehuda. So he called his responsa Noda Biyuda. And his mother's name was Chaya. So he called his work on Talmud Tzion the Nefesh Chaya. A commemoration of the soul of Chaya, his mother Chaya. So Tzlach, that's the acronym. And with that intro, we will now turn to the Noda Biyuda. But first, we'll take a bunch of questions.